You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Rolling on 35s,
pretty girl by my side. You got that sun. All right, we're back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Gribbs is with us here in studio. Browns senior writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble. Before we get to him, let's bring in Cam in Canada. What's up, Cam? Oh, he dropped. No, we've lost him. Cam was very unhappy.
It's a long-distance call.
He called. He's one of our regular guys. We play the Canadian national anthem when he calls in.
He was so anti.
Yeah.
Jersey without a shirt was winning that he dropped.
He was. He's out.
He seems like a Jordan to me.
Our guy, G.I. George, behind enemy lines as well. After seeing that pick of Gibbs, you're right. You can't unsee that. I'm ready to burn my jorts, too. You guys can have, a bonfire.
Okay, so he's a Jordan.
He's a Jorder.
Okay.
You counted that as a vote. He's burning
Absolutely.
Them now.
No. Mine are not burnt. I'm a Jorder.
He's seen the error of his ways. Gribbs, where do you stand on this?
I'm picking Jersey.
Absolutely. Mark it down.
It's a runaway for me.
It's a run. It's not even close. Gribbs.
I'll keep it simple.
It's that easy. Gribbs is on the right side of the Jersey versus George thing. He helped Kevin Jones, who was an incompetent looker for my wallet yesterday, become competent. Where was it? I left my wallet in the studio.
It was in the auxiliary office. It was technically not in the dog bowl.
Oh my.
But it was in this where you have your business cards and things like
that.
It was over in that area. I scanned the whole studio for the wallet, didn't find it, but then it hit me on my way out.
Gribbs. Thank you very much.
Coming through in the clutch.
These prescription glasses are good for something.
They are very good for helping me out. I appreciate that very much. So, Gribbs, yesterday we had Chris Tabor on talking about the new PAT rule. You know, statistics analytics would tell you that there's not going to be much of a difference in the success rate, but you're starting to get the sense that maybe you're going to see a difference in the way teams approach this. What do you think?
I'm intrigued to see how it impacts the game. I don't know if it will very much because I still think most coaches in the NFL as a whole shade toward being conservative in a lot of these situations. I do think that the thing that sticks out to me, and this has been mentioned, I think, by a few people, but this is now actually a play. And I think that because this is actually a play, you're going to risk some more injuries for guys. I think offensive linemen, defensive linemen, you know, they're going to be trying to block this kick because it's a little bit more realistic. But then again, it's still a chippy. So I don't know if the NFL is going to get its results that it's maybe hoping for with this play. I don't see it just radically changing behavior. But I do think it could lead to a few injuries, and I think it puts a lot more pressure on these kickers because it's just a matter of if you make them, people still are going to treat it like an extra point. But if you miss it, I mean, then it just becomes huge. And now it goes from 99% to maybe 95 or something like that. But that 4%, you know, that could make or break a few games.
It definitely can. And I screenshotted this on Pro Football Talk, and this is an interview by Dan Carpenter, that was a kicker for the Buffalo Bills. It says, being on field goal protection is probably the worst job in football. I know that, and all my linemen know that. Well, now they just went and added a play that there weren't too many collisions on a play, and now not only is the defense going to come take 1 point off, but also, too, with the opportunity to block it and return it, they can now put points on the board. And that's my stance on this whole gig, is on an offensive lineman, and that's where, you know, we might want to get a Batonio, a Thomas, you know, interview at some point in the coming days or coming weeks, because I know when you drive down the field and you score, you are satisfied, and you know you're going to line up in your stance, you're going to look across the guy at another veteran who just got scored on, who's defeated, and go, dude, laid off, you know, and it's that patty cake mentality of those internal linemen on an extra point, okay? That has now... That's completely gone. So Joe Thomas may be taken off this PAT concept because he's going to get a Xavier Cooper type of personality, a young player full of piss and vinegar who's going to try and block this field goal and play his role to get a plus grade for that play. And again, not to single out Joe, but a guy like Joe Thomas is not going to want to have to do that multiple times a game.
I just wonder if this is going to open the door for maybe that 52nd or 53rd guy that makes the roster. Like if there's a guy who can dub himself a field goal blocking specialist or something, like someone that stands out on these special teams and you can just throw in the game and is going to just be coming out there 100 miles an hour ready to go. And I think that against the standard extra point blocking I feel like with this kick move back, you're going to block some kicks. But obviously now the guys on the offensive side are going to be blocking a lot harder.
And also, too, I think, you know, when you see a cornerback who most likely are the guys rushing off the edges like Joe Hayden, when a guy gets drafted, they're going to go 6 interceptions, you know, 25 pass defense. Oh, by the way, he blocked 8 field goals in his career at whatever university. You know, they're going to throw that stat out because they've now made it a very, you know, integral part of a football game.
Do you think you're going to see teams, when they go up one, let's say they score a touchdown, they're down 5, they go up one, late in games, just not even bother to not even kick, not even run a play, just kneel so that the defense can't take it back and get those points?
Yeah, man, that's a whole other line of thinking. I was wondering, too, what's the penalty for roughing the kicker now? Because you might get more of those on extra points.
Half the distance, probably.
Just move it up to the one, yeah.
So really, as a guy trying to block a kick, if that's the only penalty you get is half the distance, you have nothing to lose to go around that corner and rough the kick.
Well, and the point, good point.
Gribbs,
the point that I made yesterday was, what about an offensive penalty? When that defender comes, that hooking penalty, you know, or a holding penalty on the offense where you're now backing it up into, you know, a 33-yarder, 43-yarder, or, you know, when you get into those stances, you know, the offensive guys, if there's also a lot of false starts in those where a guy, you know, kind of glitches in his stance, move that back 5 yards, and you're back, you know, you're a 38, 43, 47-yarder. You now are working for that point.
And you're kicking from a spot on the field that is guaranteed to be chewed up because now you're kicking from the 23-yard line, which, after, you know, with all the touchbacks, there's tons of plays run at the 20.
Yeah. I mean, and again, like as Chris Tabor mentioned, Cleveland becomes a whole different animal in December down by the lake. It really is the whole – maybe the second half of the season with the wind swirling and everything like that. It's just not a gimme anymore, which I guess is what the NFL wanted. But I guess now that they're moving it back, I don't see them going back to the old PAT. But it's going to change things. I just don't think it's going to change behavior in the first year in terms of going for two more often.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see if it does. I think that'll be a fun study because the analytics would say that it shouldn't change behavior, but – you never know what people are going to do. They might actually go for two a little more often. Let's bring in a guest now here on the hotline. A very historic moment here. The Kevin Beard, the inventor of the Jort Report, the licensor of it, is joining us all the way from Worcester. Kevin.
How are you doing, guys?
We're doing very, very well. How did it feel to see your brainchild have its first run here today?
Well, it was great, but the reason I called is the Jort Report hits pretty close to home, so... as unfortunate as it is, my brother and my father are Michigan fans, and they both wear jorts.
Oh, I am definitely burning my jorts. So did I get 2 votes there?
That was a great call. That was a great call. That's 2 votes for jerseys, by the way.
No way.
Yeah, that was not a vote
free,
for jorts.
Actually,
He's outing them. He's shaming them.
But they wear them. I would rather them be Michigan fans than wear jorts.
That's bad. That's a jersey vote.
That's a huge vote for a jersey right there. The Kevin Beard, I got to ask you, you know, when you thought of this, did you realize that, or you were onto something that was going to maybe revolutionize the way that the world lives?
No, not really. You know, I'm just sitting there working and just kind of hit me. I listen to the show while I'm working and then.
And we appreciate that.
The sickening thought of Gibbs and George kind of.
It was too much.
But you know, it all worked out.
It certainly did, and we certainly appreciate, you know, your sponsorship of the Jort Report. You can follow him on Twitter @_KevinBeard. So we want to say thank you so much, and thank you for shedding light on 2 unfortunate Jorters in your own family. I know that must have been tough
to come forward and
do that.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too. The Kevin Beard, you got to like that. 2 guys in his own family, he's like, I'm ashamed. I thought he was going to say something like really sad or serious.
Yeah, like.
It seemed like, yeah. There.
Somebody
like,
got killed in a car accident by someone dressed in a full denim or something. Yeah.
No, but it turned out much better. Gribbs, what can people get at ClevelandBrowns.com right now? I know we were talking about the top 10 reasons to go to FanFest, which is coming up. A lot of good stuff on the website as well. What should people check out?
Yeah, a lot of good insight to what happened that big community event yesterday with the armed services guys coming in and really getting to see behind the scenes of the whole Cleveland Browns offices that's written up right there.
75 guys, right?
Yeah, it was a big crowd. And it was really good to see. And then we're just going to be getting prepared for OTAs. They're next week, and you know, there's a lot of good storylines, and we're looking forward to it, like a ton of good interviews next
week.
And
what's the first day of the OTAs?
I think it's Monday. I think it's Tuesday, with the Memorial Day holiday right after that. So this is where it starts getting a little more serious before it gets not so serious.
See some practice.
Yeah, we get to
practice. Talking about practice.
The rookies, the veterans, they all come together. So
it's going to be a lot of fun. You can follow him at @Andrew_Gribble on Twitter. He is the Gribs. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more, including a little fact or fiction on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.